Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for your church. Thank you for your plan and your purpose for your church. Thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice. Thank you for your power, your presence is here tonight to heal. Lord, I ask, oh God, that you unlock the doors of every heart. I ask that you, oh God, remove every distraction. Lord, I ask that by your power and by your spirit, you would move in a way we have never experienced before. And Father, after tonight, your people will arise and will take charge. Blessed be your name. For in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Please, wherever you are, I crave your indulgence to sit back, fasten your seatbelt, be ready, be expectant. I trust God is about to do something spectacular in your life. Amen. The other day, we went back to the physical church, to the physical and digital meeting, and something happened. A brother walked up to me and said to me, do you remember that you prayed with me? I have something to share with you. Remember you prayed with me, after one of the services, and something that you prayed about that we've been believing God for a while has just happened, has just been approved, has just been granted. Amen. And the Lord started reminding me the power of the power of His Word, the power of His grace, the power that is available, the power that is present to heal. Amen. And I heard another testimony. So someone got healed miraculously of cancer. I'm telling you, God is amazing. God is amazing. So without further ado, I'd like us to read Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Luke chapter 5, verse 17. Could we bring up the scripture? I think there's a noise. I don't want to be distracted. Let me just make sure it's out. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you very much. I hope that the noise is gone. The Bible says one day Jesus was teaching. You know, I'll read the first line in the King James. I love my King James, but the New American Standard by a version is on your screen. It says, and it came to pass on a certain day as he was teaching, like we're doing tonight, that there were Pharisees and doctors of the law sitting by, which were come out of every town of Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem. And the power of the Lord was present to heal. Tonight God said to me that his power is present to heal as many as are going to receive, as many as are expectant, as many as are putting a demand on him tonight. And what happened? The Bible says that they remember the Pharisees and the teachers and the doctors of the law were there, but they weren't healed. But look at what happened. And behold, in verse 18, and some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed. They were carrying a man who was paralyzed and they were trying to bring him in and to set him down in front of him. They remember, there are two sets of people. The people that had access, that had the first front row seat, and they had access to Jesus. These were religious people. These were people that had been in church. These were people that knew the Bible. These were people that were workers in church. But the Bible said, though they were there having the front row seat, they weren't healed. They weren't healed. Though the power to heal, though the capacity, though the capability, though the healer, though the life, the resurrection and the life was there, they weren't healed. Is that you tonight? You've been coming to church, you have a front row access, you're a member of a Love Assembly Church, but you are not healed. And the man who was paralyzed, a man who was an outsider, a man who has clicked on this link by mistake, who was sent this link, will receive his healing. Friends, I pray that you will not miss the healing of the Lord tonight. And what happened? The Bible says, But they finding no way to bring him in because of the crowd. They went up to the roof and let him down through the towels with his stretcher into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. Can I take a minute and talk about this man who was paralyzed? The Bible says that this man was carried in a stretcher by four friends. So it means that his paralysis is not probably a partial paralysis. That the partial paralysis that one side is dead. It's not a paralysis that occurs maybe from the mid-range down. But it was a paralysis that took everything out of him. Probably the only function he had was from his neck up. And the man could not move. I started looking at the causes of paralysis. And one of the things I found was stroke. Stroke can cause paralysis. And why does stroke occur? Stroke happens when there's a blockage, when something blocks the artery, especially that supplies blood to the brain. Or there's a blockage in the brain. One of the vessels clogs up. It can lead to paralysis. There's the other paralysis that is caused by accident when the spinal cord is affected. That could have whatever it is. It affects the spine and it then affects the motor neuron veins, and a man will not be able to walk. Why is it important? Why is this relevant? Why is Jesus trying to talk to us about using the story of a man who is paralyzed? And the Lord took me to Genesis chapter 8. In Genesis chapter 8, where the Lord has been speaking to us about my new heart, my new altar, my new earth. It occurred to me in Genesis chapter 8, verse 15 and 16, that God said to Noah, "Go out of the ark. Leave the ark." And for you to go out of the ark, it means you need to walk with your legs. And you need to move. Unaided, you need to move. You need to leave where you are. You need to leave the ark, whatever the ark is. You need to leave your comfort zone. You need to leave the place of comfort. You need to leave the brook Cherith. You need to leave where you have had an encounter. Yes, you had an encounter with the Lord yesterday. Yes, you had a terrible experience. Yes, your parents weren't there. Yes, your children left you. They abandoned you. Yes, your job, they mistreated you. The Lord is saying, leave the ark. Move. You, your wives, your sons, everything with you, take a journey, leave this place. And I said to the Lord, why is this important? Why is this necessary? And the Lord began to show me mysteries. If you read Joshua chapter 1, in Joshua chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Joshua chapter 1. The Bible says that this was after Moses died. It says every place on which the sole of your foot steps, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. You find when God first spoke to Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 11, Deuteronomy 11, 22, 23, 24, 25. God spoke to Moses and said to Moses, he said, if you are careful to keep all of this commandments which I am commanding you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways and cling to him, then the Lord will dispossess all the nations from you, and you will dispossess nations greater and mightier than you. Every place on which the sole of your foot steps shall be yours. Your borders will be from the wilderness to Lebanon. So God gives a secret to dominance here. God gives a secret to the fulfillment of his promise. The secret to the fulfillment of the promise of God is that you have to step on the land. You have to walk the length and the breadth of it. We see the same pattern when God started speaking to Abraham. He said to him, leave your father's house, leave the experience, leave the failure, leave your comfort zone. Like he said to Noah, move. I'm about to give you something that is yours. I'm about to give you something, not just because of you, but for the blessing, for the impact, for the benefit of the nation. And you need to make a move. So this man that was paralyzed, Jesus saw that this man could not fulfill the promise that he made to Abraham, his forefather, to our forefather Abraham, the father of faith. The man cannot. Friends, you and I cannot possess the land which God has given us. You and I cannot do the exploits that God has called us to do. You and I cannot partake of this possession, of this glory that God has called us to if we are paralyzed. What is it that God has called you to take? What territory has the Lord called you to take? What impact has God called you to make? Bible says in the book of Mark chapter 16. Mark chapter 16 verse 15. If you go there with me, it's a teaching and a prophecy and everything in one, locked up in one. Mark chapter 16 verse 15 says, then he said unto them, go ye into all the world. Very similar to what he said to Noah. Leave the ark, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus has called you and I for impact, for glory. Jesus has called you and I to take territory. Jesus has called you and I to go into your world. There is a world God has called you to. The music world, the entertainment world, the property world, the medical world, the architectural world, the lecturing world, the teaching world, the administrative world. There is a place God has called you to. And God is expecting you to carry his glory into that place, to shine as a light. Bible says in the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, and he came under the valley of dry bones. So many dry bones, so many people dead, so many people yearning for God, yearning for the power move of God, yearning for the touch. But the people God has called, you and I, that have been in the ark, covered, protected, that God is calling and saying, go forth into the world and make disciples. Go forth into the world and heal the sick. Go forth into the world and make impact and dominate. We are not doing that because we are paralyzed. How did this man suffer his paralysis? Let's go back to Luke and find out. How have you suffered your paralysis? You see, sometimes a lot of Christians forget that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. We forget that we are not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. And there's what we call in warfare, they call it the enemy within, espionage, where the enemy starts eating from within, starts destroying from within. Not the enemy outside, but the enemy within. They come in unawares, they come in creeping, and they start destroying. Destroying our homes, destroying our marriages, destroying our lives, attacking our body, attacking our minds, attacking. We are seeing a rise in mental health issues. These are demonic oppressions to slow us down, to paralyze us. Paralyze our finances. We are struggling to make ends meet, and we have left the gospel of the kingdom. We have left the impact. We have sold our birthrights, and we have become paralyzed. How did this man suffer his paralysis? The Bible said, Jesus, seeing their faith, said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." Friend, I thought Jesus was just going to heal the paralysis in his marriage. I thought Jesus was going to look at him like a brand new Ferrari, a brand new Bentley, without tires. And Jesus was going to say, "Oh, let's just order some new tires. Because without your feet, you cannot take and step and possess the places where the Lord has called you to possess." And what is it that paralyzed this man? And what is it that is paralyzing you? Jesus says, "Your sins are forgiven." Jesus had to deal with the issue of sin in his life. Friends, before the Lord can heal us tonight, I told us that paralysis in cases like stroke is caused by blockage. A small clot, blood clot in your brain can cause you to be paralyzed. Sin, a little unforgiveness, a little rejoicing at the downfall of others, a little gossip, a little fear, because the Bible said the fearful will not inherit the kingdom. A little doubt will cause you to sin. A little yeast leavens the whole lump. So Jesus saw a man who had the word, who had the instruction, who had been told to leave the ark, who had been told to go into the world and make disciples, who had been told, "You have all the backing of the Holy Spirit. The Lord is with you. Emmanuel is with you to go into that job and take territories, to go into that job, to go into that field and dominate for the Lord." That Jesus, men will see your good work and glorify the Father. But sin, reproach, paralyzes a man. Friends, I want you to allow the Lord, because the power of God is here present to heal tonight. But the Lord said that before he can heal you tonight, he needs to deal with the sin in your life and in my life. He needs to deal with the sin in my life. Life for him to heal us and bring us on our feet, that the Spirit might enter us and set us on our feet so that we can go and make impact for the Lord. What is the sin in your life? Is it pornography? Is it lies? Is it unforgiveness? Is it the past? Bible says, "He that covers his sins will not prosper." We don't take responsibility. We don't admit that we got it wrong. It's always the other person. It was my husband, the way he treated us. It was my wife. Oh, wicked woman. It's these children. What is the sin in your life? It's my boss. What's the complaint? What is the thing that is suffocating you and is killing you within? I'm not talking about the paralysis caused by accidents, external accidents. I'm talking about the paralysis that occurs from the blockage within the system. The unforgiveness is clogging up your arteries. Gossip is clogging up your arteries. Bitterness is clogging up your arteries. Envy is clogging up our arteries. Party spirit is clogging up our arteries. Oh, you are taking side. I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos. And the Paul said, did any of these people die for you? Taking sides. Lukewarmness. We are neither hot, neither are we cold. The cares of this world, it's clogging up our arteries, and we are causing ourselves to be paralyzed because the devil knows, I don't need to fight you from outside. If I knock you down, I know you'll get up, but no, let me knock you from within. And Jesus dealt with it, and Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Friends, I want you to receive tonight the forgiveness of the Lord. Receive the forgiveness of Jesus. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive. Right now, I sense you need to pick up the phone right now and text somebody. I sense you need to send somebody a message right now. And I sense you need to take action. The first thing I wrote that God spoke to me about in this July is take action. Let me explain the mystery of healing. Let me explain how healing works. I'm running ahead of myself. God speaks a word. The power is in the word. You need to act immediately on the word you hear. Now faith is. You hear the word, you take action. You don't delay, you don't postpone it. Right now, pick up the phone to somebody and text them and apologize. Admit you're wrong. Right now, just take that action. Admit to the Lord, no, Lord, I got it wrong. The way I spoke, what I did was wrong. I accept my fault. I am wrong. Lord, I have been killing myself from within. Some of you are carrying unforgiveness of 20 years, 10 years. You still have a record on your phone of what people said, texted you that got you offended and got you upset. Right now, better clean up house. Clean up your arteries. Clean up your spiritual veins. Clean up your mental vein. Clean up your vein that the Lord will step in and heal you. He cannot heal you except He says your sins are forgiven. He deals with the root cause. And Jesus, after that man admitted, his healing took place. Can I tell you about the other man that Jesus healed? Because tonight somebody starting again, somebody standing up from his paralysis. You are going to stand on your 2 feet, and you have stayed on this mountain, tarried here for so long. The next man Jesus healed and told to get up and walk. We see that in the book of John chapter 5. Reading from verse 2, now there was in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, meaning it has two meanings, a pool of shame, and it also means a pool of grace and mercy. Where you have experienced shame, I tell you tonight, you will experience the grace and mercy of God. Where you've experienced embarrassment, where you've experienced shame, God is replacing it today with grace. If only you will walk with the Lord. The Bible says, in these lay a multitude of those who were sick, lame, blind, and withered, waiting for the moving of the waters. Friends, this man had been in this situation for a long time. He says, for an angel of the Lord went down at certain times into the pool and stirred up the water. Whoever then first after the stirring of the water stepped in was made well from whatsoever disease with which he was afflicted. Friends, I tell you, better than an angel is here tonight. Jesus, the power of God is here present to heal. As you are hearing this word, the power of God is activated. Don't be like the Pharisees. Don't be like the teachers of the law. Don't be like the other impotent, lame, blind people that were just waiting for the stirring of the water. I tell you, Jesus is here. The Prince of Peace, the healer himself, the resurrection and the life is here present. Don't wait for the stirring of the water. Don't wait till the communion. Don't wait until after the service. You can receive your healing right now. The Bible says a man was there who had been ill for 38 years. 38 years. This man was lame, was impotent, wasn't able to walk. How do I know? The Bible said when Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been a long time in that condition. Friends, Jesus knows that you and I have been in this condition for a long time. That is why he's here tonight in this meeting. Jesus said to him, do you wish to get well? Jesus is asking you a question tonight. Do you want to get whole? You have been coming for communion, but tonight is a different experience. Nobody can answer the question. Your mother can answer it. Your father can answer it. Pastor can answer it. Pastor's wife can answer it. Your neighbor can answer it. Your children can answer it. Your marriage has been in this place for a long time. Your career has been in this place for a long time. You have been in this place, and Jesus is asking you, do you want to get well? To you, nobody can answer that question but you. And what did the man say? The sick man answered, sir, I have no man. I have no man. I have no man. Bible said, woe to them that put their confidence in man. Woe to them that put their trust in the arm of flesh. Woe to them that depend on their capacity, their pedigree, their lineage. Woe to them that depend on their surname. Woe to them that depend on their passport. Woe to them that depend on phone a friend. Woe to anybody that does not look up to Jesus tonight for his healing. The Bible says, and Jesus said to him, I am tired of this. I'm paraphrasing. I'm tired of your excuses. I'm tired of this 38 years you are wasting. There are so many lands to take. There's so many things to possess. I am tired. I cannot take it anymore. I made you, created you, formed you, shaped you in my image and my likeness, that you will go forth and possess the land, that you have gone forth and take territories. Enough of these excuses. Enough of what the doctor have said. Enough of what your career have said. Enough of what your certificate have said. It is time, church, for you to get up and take up your bed and walk. You have dwelt on this mountain long enough. You have dwelt on the ark. You have used the pandemic as an excuse. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. You are using your finances, your bank balance as an excuse. Enough. I am greater than all that, says the Lord. Jesus is here tonight. Whether your paralysis is caused by an internal sin, God is dealing with it tonight. Or your paralysis is caused by an external excuse, or your own internalization of your inadequacies and inability, God is greater. Do you want to be healed? No one can answer that question for you. The power of God is present to heal tonight. Jesus said to him, get up. Get up. Get up. Stop making excuses. Get up. The power quickened. Get up. Pick up your pallet and walk. Get up and walk. The devil has knocked you down. Get up and walk. Try again. Wherever you are tonight, I'm just going to pray. Makalagada, I don't know what you've heard. Makayagada, bragada, are you making excuses? God is not going to take your excuses anymore. God is not going to take our excuses anymore. Makayagada, bragado, shandelegede, bregado, lekayagada, bragado, shandayagada. Are you needing to confess your sin right now? The Lord, his power is present to heal. As many as would confess their sins one to another, confess their sins to the Lord. The Lord wants to address the sin issue. Or are you making excuses? You have been here for a long time. You have been a babe for a long time. You have been pampered for a long time. You have made excuses for a long time. The Lord is saying to you, man, get up and be healed. Makalabranazatosha, makayagadabragadosha. I don't know what that problem is. The Lord is dealing with the two things that are root causes of it. If he can remove it, if he can remove it, if he can get energy and muscle, the energy back into your muscles, you would begin to step out and to take what rightfully belongs to you. Makayagada. The devil knows that he has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. If he can keep a man bound for 38 years, lying down for 38 years, making excuses, waiting for the traditional time, waiting for the traditional day, waiting for one communion service, month unto month, waiting for one day, the Lord has torn the veil. The veil is torn, church. The veil is torn. The veil is torn. The veil is torn. We are not under the cloud of one angelic visitation. No, we are here. We have come to the mountain. We have come to Mount Zion. We have come to the cloud of innumerable witnesses. We have come to the church of the firstborn. We have come to the I am that I am. We have come to the one who broke the grave. Bible said by prophecy in Ezekiel 37, I will cause you to come out of your grave. Friends, if Jesus could create a womb for a woman that has no womb, if Jesus could give a woman at 90 a child, if Jesus could make a virgin conceive a child, who are you? What excuse do you have? Makaya, the Bible said he can kill and make alive. Friends, I don't know what your problem is, but I want you tonight to deal with the sin issue. Two, I want you to deal with your excuses, because in this July, God is saying it is my new heart. My mind is transformed. My mind is renewed. My mind is released to possess my possession. Mark out a new altar, a new encounter with the Lord, a new encounter with the one that was slain from the foundation of the earth for a new earth. Friends, it is time for us to step out of our comfort zone. It is time for us to write the books that God have given us. It's time for us to produce the songs that God have given us. It is time for us to create the jobs that God has given us. It is time for us to raise the children that God has called us to raise. It is time for us, Makayaga, to bring peace. It is time for us to allow the Lord give our cars new tires. Makayaga, no matter how beautiful a car is, without a tire, you are going nowhere. And the Lord has not called us to stand still. The Lord has called us to possess our possession. Makayagada. The Lord has called us for influence and impact. The Lord has called us for the one thing he has made you and created you to do. God has called us this season for the solution. The Lord has called us in this season to solve problems. The Lord has opened a door of ministry. The Lord has opened the door. The four lepers said, if we stay here, we'll die. Friends, if you stay in this place and Jesus passes you, you will die. But you have a choice to get up. Wherever you are, I don't know what sickness, I don't know what it's, whether it's mental, whether it's economic, whether it's financial, whether it's marital, whether it's socio-economical, I don't know what sickness it is. But as you are allowing the Lord put his finger on the two things, his power is here to heal. Father, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Father, as we partake of your body and your blood, Lord, I pray, let cancer be healed tonight. Lord, let every, oh God, mental, oh Lord, psychological, emotional heartbreak be healed. Lord, let every fear, some of you, I sense the Lord is saying there's some people here that you are not stepping into the stepping before the Lord because of fear. You are afraid that if you step out, you might not be healed. Makayagadabragadosh. You are afraid that if you forgive, you might lose your dignity. Oh, Basa, silence the voice of the devil. Makayagada. Makayagadabra. For years, I've seen marriages that have been broken for years healed. I've seen the dead raised back to life. Father, thank you for tonight. I see purpose restored. I see reconciliation right now. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for this second half. Father, we are stepping out of the ark for impact. It is not a cliche. Lord, it's not just a routine. We are stepping to possess the land. We are stepping to possess our possessions. We are stepping out, oh God, for you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, mighty Father. If you are praying with me, lay your hands wherever the problem is. I speak healing. Lord, distance is not a barrier. La prakaya gada bragado shande lipide. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The yoke is broken tonight. The yoke is broken. That artery is open. That artery is open. As you forgive tonight, somebody's crying. Somebody's crying. Yes, you are finding it. You are struggling. But just let it go. If you let it go, your healing, the Lord has your healing in his hand. But he's saying you need to let go. You need to let go. Yeah, they gossiped about you. They were backbiting against you. They slandered you. They ran you down. They put you down. Oh, Baribasa, the Lord is saying to someone, if you don't let go of your past, you will not see your future. If you do not let go of your past, you will not see your future. Makari barubana ingrenengele brana santonegele. Father, thank you for tonight, oh God. Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory. I give you glory. Father, marriages are being restored. Father, children are coming back, oh God. Father, people who lost their purpose are receiving it and getting it right now. Father, people who lost the glory and the anointing, oh God, the anointing tonight breaks every yoke.
Amen.
Father, you send your word and your word heal them. Lord, as you send your word tonight, oh God, Father, the limbs, your limbs are receiving strength. Your ankles are receiving strength. Yeah, you failed. There's somebody here because of the fact that you failed in the past. You were trying to get in and they pushed you aside. You were trying to get in and the people stronger than you pushed you aside. The Lord is saying, pick up and go back. The Lord is saying, you baribasa, you don't need to get into the water to be healed. I am the healing and I'm your life. Makranasato, you don't need to struggle with anybody. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Your purpose is restored. Somebody used to see God in his dreams. You used to receive instruction in your dreams. God is saying, I'm giving you back your dream. I'm giving you back your dream. Somebody is saying, they put you down. They rubbished you at that presentation. You were trying to make a presentation and they told you your English wasn't correct. They told you your presentation was rubbish and it killed your confidence. It put you down. You've gone into hiding. The Lord is saying, for your shame, I'm giving you glory. For your shame, I'm giving you glory. Father, thank you for the power that is available tonight to heal. Lord is shaking. The Lord said, I will shake the heavens. I will rend the heavens. It is time to bless Zion. It is time to bless Zion. It is time to lift your head. Lift up your head, O ye gates. Let the King of glory come in. Lift up your head, you everlasting doors. The Lord is cutting the things that you that were putting you down. Your healing is here in the name of Jesus. No more excuse. July is the time to jump out, to jump out of the ark. This is a new earth. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Father, thank you. Lord, thank you. As you are ministering, Ezekiel, I began to hear the number 3 and 8. 3 and 8. It can be 38. And it can be also 3, it can be 8. I don't know, it means something to someone. And we pray over those individuals. It's even more than one. 3 and 8. It's either 38 or 3 and 8 or 3 plus 8, which is 11. Whatever that means, I don't know what it means. I just heard it. Lord, we just pray concerning the ones you are touching. We pray, let your name be glorified. As you have spoken, confirm your word with signs following. Your word you have spoken today, the message you have spoken today, Lord, in his simplicity, in his power, confirm his signs following. All to your glory. All to your glory. Father, we just thank you. We thank you. We're going to take communion now. But there's one more thing. Two individuals we see as ministered by our brother tonight. Take up your bed. Arise. Walk. God is saying, Ezekiel, it will amaze you to see that he did not pull those people up. He told them, even in their paralyzed state. Take up. You get up.
Take up.
Responsibility. You have to take responsibility. No more excuses, just as you have heard in the message. It is now time to take responsibility. It's my new heart, my new altar for my new earth. Responsibility. Responsibility. God is not coming to take you, pull you up. He's telling you, you get up. You take up and you move. And we're going to take communion right now. And can I just ask everyone to join us, those in the studio, those at home. We are going to take communion. And this is not a religious exercise. This is not another communion. Sin paralyzes. Sin. We all know our weaknesses at times. We know that sin that easily besets us. We know that that makes us fall. Strength has come tonight. Restoration has come tonight. God declared in Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul," as according to the psalmist. He heals. But before he heals, the Bible says he forgives all iniquities. Mm. The blood of Jesus tonight was shed to forgive iniquities and then to heal. So we're going to take the communion together. I want to admonish every one of us. Just grab that emblem. It's a symbol. It is symbolic. And we pray over all the emblems, the flatbread, the juice, whatever we are lifting up, representing the body and the blood of Jesus tonight. Father, infuse them with your power. As we partake, Lord, do that which only you can do. In the foolishness of preaching, Lord, you save. The foolishness of the power that accompanies your word when it is spoken and you confirm with signs following, that is what we ask for. Do the impossible. Take the glory as we partake, as we do what you commanded us to do in the name of Jesus. I read 1 Corinthians chapter 11. We're just going to read that. And then we will we will take the communion together. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 23. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 says, "For I have received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread." Please, let's take the bread or anything symbolic of that bread. It's the body of Jesus. He took bread, and the Bible declares, "And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take it, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" Let us give thanks for our healing, for our deliverance. Jesus said, "You are cleansed through the word that I have spoken to you." Just the word tonight has brought cleansing. It brought forgiveness. It's brought healing, because he sends his word never to return to him void, but to accomplish what he pleases, prosper where he has sent it, and he confirms that word with signs following. So let's give thanks. Father, I thank you for forgiving me of all my sins. I thank you for forgiving me of all my iniquities. I thank you for cleansing and purging even my conscience. I'm telling you, I sense deep cleansing tonight. Deep cleansing. Cleansing to the very depth of the heart, the conscience. Bible says, "How much more shall the blood of Jesus purge our consciences from every dead work, that we may begin to serve the living God?" So thank you,
Lord, my conscience.
I thank you. Thank him specifically. Tonight is a night we are going to ask. Thank him specifically for what you are thanking him for.
Cleansing.
Thank you,
Lord, for your mercy.
Giving me all my iniquities and healing all my diseases. All.
All
my iniquities. He's not leaving anything out.
all, healing me of all my
every root. In the name of Jesus. Ah, Lord, thank you.
Thank you.
Bible says he broke it and said, take it. This is my body which is broken for you. Do in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus will remember everything you've done. And let that remembrance stir up everything you have done within us. Anything not working within us. We say we get up, we arise, we take up our bed. Paralysis is gone.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Please Amen. Eat.
Thank you,
Lord. And verse 25, in the same manner, he also took the cup. And after supper, saying, let's lift up that cup, representing the blood of Jesus tonight. Says, this cup is the new covenant. Please note that, new covenant. He's giving us a new heart. He's pouring afresh a new spirit. We can arise and build that altar. Begin to do everything you've always wanted to do. Stretch out that paralyzed hand. Stretch out that paralyzed leg. Just do something you've not been able to do in a long time. Or start the process of something you've always wanted to do.
Yes, sir. Yes,
he's not going to pull you up. He's saying, get up. He's saying, arise. He's saying, take up that same bed that has given you comfort in the midst of. He said, the Bible says, woe to them who are in comfort in Zion. You shouldn't be comfortable on that paralyzed bed. Let hatred begin to come for that place where you know you shouldn't be. Arise, take up your bed and walk. He says, take, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, we remember and stir up that remembrance within us. And we say, as it is written, the life is in the blood. Let life, the very life of God, flow into every one of us right now, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please drink. Thank you, Father. And in the same manner, let us give thanks. Let us give thanks. I sense somebody should start testifying immediately. Yes, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Prophesy to yourself. Speak to yourself. I walk. I arise. I walk. The glory of the Lord is risen upon me. Yes, I walk. I walk. I walk. Father, thank you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, please, wherever you are, just declare with us tonight. In the name of Jesus, just declare, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I arise today.
I arise today.
And I shine.
And I shine.
Because God is my light and salvation.
I arise because the light of God.
Shines into me and through me into every darkness in the world. In Jesus' name. I am radiant with the glory,
splendor,
majesty, and honor of the Lord.
The glory and brilliance of the Lord
upon me makes me to shine before nations. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
People come to my light.
People come to my light.
And I shine.
And I shine.
With the glory.
With the glory.
And brilliance of the Lord.
And brilliance of the Lord.
I create solutions.
I create solutions.
And solve problems.
And solve problems.
On the earth.
On the earth.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
I solve people's problems.
And I solve people's problems.
And they bring gold and silver to me.
And they bring gold and silver to me.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
In the midst of darkness.
In the midst of darkness.
My light will always be seen.
My light will always be seen.
And I will always shine.
And I will always shine.
To the glory of God.
To the glory of God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am radiant with the glory.
I am radiant with the glory.
With the splendor.
With splendor.
With majesty.
With majesty.
And honor.
And honor.
Of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I have a new heart.
I have a new heart.
I build a new altar.
I build a new altar.
And I take my place.
And I take my place.
Of authority.
Of authority.
And dominion.
And dominion.
On this earth.
On this earth.
I am.
I am.
Everything God says I am.
Everything God says I am.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Lord, okay, you want to say something?
Yeah. Pastor, as you were just ministering,
yeah.
I have a word for a few people.
Go on.
There's somebody, as you took the wine, the blood of Jesus, I saw the Lord, his blood flowing through you and dissolving the blood clots. Somebody's been having blood issues. You've been to the doctors and they said there's something that's been happening in your blood. I saw the Lord healing you. There's somebody who's having issues at work. I don't know what that is. Whether it's a panel, I saw a panel like a review or something. You've been afraid. The Lord said he has turned your story around. He has turned your story around. There's somebody as well here who you dealt with your conscience. The Lord dealt with your conscience as pastor was just ministering, and the Lord said I should tell you that you will know this as I say, you've been having high blood pressure issues. You've been having high blood pressure issues. The Lord just healed you tonight. The Lord healed you tonight. If you check, your blood pressure has come down. You've been healed. That pressure has been lifted in the name of Jesus. Makaya, there's blood. It's not blood disorder. Something that has to do with your blood disorder. The Lord has just healed you tonight. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, God just heal you. There's somebody with something has to do with immigration. I saw the Lord do a powerful miracle. I don't know what it is, but the Lord visited you tonight.
Amen.
There's somebody here. You've been afraid. Afraid of a project. I don't know whether you are about starting or you've started, but there's a project that you have at hand that you're afraid of. I don't know whether it's with your resources or with money or with I don't know what it is, but there's a project that somebody has been involved in or abandoned or locked up or something. But I just had a project. The Lord has helped you tonight. The Lord I have come to help you tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. I saw somebody, you are not married. I'm not sure whether it's male or female, but over time, it's like there's been a covering cast. You know where the Bible says the covering cast? There's been your face has been covered and hidden. Mm. And people have not been able to see you or notice you.
Mm.
But Lord, tonight he dealt with something that had to do with sin. It wasn't, it might not be, I don't know what it is. You know, the Lord doesn't show everything, but I just saw the Lord, as you dealt with that thing, the covering cast was removed.
Mm.
The Lord said, you would now be seen in the name.
Amen. Amen.
For promotion has come. Your time for visitation has come.
Mm.
Because the covering cast has been, the veil has been removed. Akaya,
mm.
There's somebody here. This might sound funny. You've been afraid of growing old. Not growing, as you are getting older, you are afraid. You've been afraid of the future. The Lord said, as you remind you that He is in your past and He's in your future.
Mm.
That He will be your very reward, that he will be your help. He's there with you. He just said, I should tell you, he's there with you.
Yes.
Father, thank you for the word. Thank you for the word. There's a couple here. You've been having issues. You've been having serious issues. But the Lord said tonight that as you dealt with that sin, that the reconciliation has entered. It just felt like peace just entered. Peace entered. Don't lose it. Guard your home. Guard your home, says the Lord. Thank you, Father, for this word. Perform your word. Perform. Honor yourself, Lord, tonight.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Please, everybody all over, be it unto me according to your word. Just like Mary. Everyone, at times, some of these things may not, even to you personally, you may not know it's you. But Lord, to me, be it unto me, because it may not sound like you. But just say, Lord, whatever it is, whatever you have spoken concerning me, be it unto me according to your word. According to your word. And let me just confirm everything our brother has said. Let me just confirm it, because I was instructed to, that you still have something to say. Let me confess openly that you still have something that God has laid to print in your heart. But I was now, you know, let me say this, let me be vulnerable, that what if I ask him now and he says this, he has nothing to say, you know, right on life. So thank you, Ezekiel, for yielding to that. I confirm what you have just said. And Lord, we give all the glory to you. Take all the glory. Lord, if any attempt for us to share in your glory, remind us that all the glory must be to you. And Lord, we return it, we give it ahead, we lay down, we are just mere vessels. And Lord, we pray, use us for your glory and your glory alone. May we not be a clog in your wheel. May we not be a clog in your flow of anointing and of power. And sincerely speaking, I'm hearing that God is telling somebody, you've always wanted to pray for people. When you see them, there's that urge. And God is saying, look, I'm not going to pull you. Whenever you have that urge, go ahead and pray for people. And you will see. You just do what I ask you to do and watch me confirm my word without fear. Thank you, Father. Wow.